With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that their planned tariffs were on hold for a month to give time for further negotiations. Mexico said it planned to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to address drug trafficking. Reporter Bernie Bennett with the update.
The two leaders announced the move after what Trump described on social media as, quote, a very friendly conversation, and he said he was looking forward to the upcoming talks. Trump said the talks would be headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and high-level representatives of Mexico. As a condition ahead of the talks, Sheinbaum laid out changes in border policies, and Trump confirmed Mexico's deployment of troops. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The president's tariffs against Canada and China still slated to go into effect on Tuesday. Mr. Trump says those two countries must do more to crack down on illegal immigration and fentanyl smuggling. Also at SRNnews.com, crews have begun removing wreckage from the Potomac River from the deadly mid-air collision last week that killed 67 people. On the battlefront, Ukraine losing ground in a key city as the third anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches.
Ukrainian forces in the strategic city of Pokrovsk have been dealt a blow by Russian drone attacks on supply routes and a shortage of infantry troops in the Donetsk region. Ukrainian commanders say they don't have enough reserves to keep defense lines going, and new recruits are unprepared and sometimes abandon positions. To add to that, heavy fog in recent days has limited Ukrainians from effectively using surveillance drones, allowing Russian troops to control dominant heights and take more territory. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Dow is dropping 168 points now. The Nasdaq off 268. This is SRN News. The governor of Virginia will defend homeschooling.
Glenn Youngkin says he will veto a Democratic bill that would remove the state's religious exemption in education. That law allows a parent to keep their child out of the public school strictly for religious reasons and does not require such parents to submit a homeschool lesson plan to the state. Not all homeschoolers are Christians, but a significant percentage of that community is. They don't want to lose their exemption in Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. isn't the only country where battles over abortion are taking place. An appeals court in Poland says it will rule later this month in the case of women's rights activists convicted in 2023 of providing another woman with abortion pills. The defendant has been sentenced to 8 months of community service for having sent the pills. Helping a woman having an abortion is illegal in Poland and can result in up to 3 years in prison. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a potential choking hazard has prompted a baby food maker to issue a recall.
Gerber is recalling and discontinuing sale of its edible Soothe and Chew teething sticks. The company received customer complaints about choking. At least one ER visit was reported. The company says customers who bought the sticks meant to relieve teething pain should return them to stores where they were purchased for a refund. The teething sticks are edible teethers marketed to parents and guardians of children 6 months and older. They come in strawberry, apple, and banana flavors. Rich Thomason reporting.
In the heart of thriving Oklahoma City lies a more than 100-year-old relic to the city's Western heritage, one of the largest cattle stockyards in the world. And that prime 100-acre property along the banks of the Oklahoma River is now on the auction block. The price tag, $27 million. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.